Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to fitness, episode number 42. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please mark your calendars for Saturday, June 27th, 2015, when Body Sculpt of New York will present its 12th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in Brooklyn, New York, the largest sports and fitness expo in New York City for children, and is totally free to attend. Now we're looking for sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. For more information, please visit our Body Sculpt of New York website at www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. Now in this episode, I will be joined by certified personal trainer and registered nurse, Tafara Liz Mutishimera from Queensland, Australia. During the interview, Tafara will take us on a journey from Zimbabwe, where she was born and raised, to where she currently resides in Queensland, Australia. Tafara left Zimbabwe for economic reasons with only the clothes on her back and a suitcase, hoping to find a better life for her and her family. Tafara will share the struggles and challenges she endured while being alone and how her only comfort was food. The loneliness combined with her excessive consumption of food caused Tafara's weight to increase to over 240 pounds. In an act of desperation to lose the weight, Tafara took the advice of a friend and tried weight loss pills, but the pills made her sick, nauseous, and unable to sleep. Tafara will discuss what actions she took to lose the weight and get her life back. Tafara is now a personal trainer and has competed in various fitness competitions, showing off her beautiful physique. Tafara is truly an amazing woman, and this is a very inspiring episode. Now remember the words of Robert Louis Stevenson, who said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks to Fitness. Tafara Liz Mutishimera was born in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Tafara is 37 years old. She studied nursing at Mapilo Hospital and received her Diploma of Nursing and Midwifery in 2002. Tafara moved with her family in 2007 to Queensland, Australia, where she currently works as a registered nurse. Tafara is also a certified personal trainer and has competed in various bodybuilding competitions, such as the Open Model Division of the North Queensland Coral Coast Australia National Bodybuilding, and the IMBA, which is the International Natural Bodybuilding Association, and the Bikini Mama and Fitness Mama competitions. I am pleased to welcome Tafara to our 6 weeks to fitness program. Tafara, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Vince, for having me. And is it morning or is it afternoon over there? Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening in.
Yes, it's 8:30 in the morning here.
Oh my goodness, it's 11:30 at night here.
At night, that's amazing, yes. Isn't it?
It is amazing.
But before we talk about your transition towards a healthy lifestyle, let's talk a little about your background, Tafara. Okay, what was it like growing up in Zimbabwe?
Growing up as a child in Zimbabwe, compared to here, was a bit different. We grew up in a very protected community where each child was everyone's child. And really? What I did as a child was everyone's business.
Really?
You know? Yep.
Interesting.
So if I was seen doing wrong by my neighbor, my neighbor had every right to discipline me as a child, you know.
Wow.
So that way, we grew up playing sport on the street with other kids during school holidays and after school. And also, I used to like going to the library to read. I used to be a bookworm. I used to read a lot. Yep.
And nice.
growing up, believe it or not, was always that type of girl that was sort of like a tomboy.
Yes.
Yeah, doing all sorts of, you know, games with the boys, like
yes,
high jump on the street, you know, like we'd set up ourselves, play ball on the street. I would say most of my friends were boys more than girls. So, yeah.
So you felt comfortable. You felt comfortable being around the boys playing playing games.
Yes, I did. Very much so. Only because I grew up in a family of 5 girls and 2 boys. Ah. And my brother, who's the eldest in my family, was about 9 years older than me. And yes, my youngest brother is 6 years younger than me. So you can see, like, you know, right at both extremities. I'm the middle child. So, and it so happens I'm the only one who's out of Africa.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding. You're the only one that's not in Africa right now.
Yes, I'm the only one that's not out of Africa. So I've always been a bit adventurous, you know?
Yes, yes, yeah, definitely. But family is very, you're very big on family in Zimbabwe.
Yes, we are. Still carries on even up to today. Being away from home, I make sure, you know, my family members are okay. I help them financially and, you know.
See.
I still also, you know, even though I took up fitness like a few years back, I've been encouraging them to look after themselves, to look after their health. And lucky enough, obesity is something which doesn't really run in my family. So beautiful. We're lucky in that way. I only sort of like started putting on weight when I came to Australia.
Ah, I see. So we're going to get into that in another minute. That's really interesting that you would say that, you know? But why did you move to Australia?
With the economic situation changing in Zimbabwe, I wasn't quite happy, you know, providing for my kids the way I was at that time. I felt like I was shortchanging my kids. Like I wasn't doing what I was meant to be doing for them as a parent. So yes, I decided to start exploring other ways of, you know, maybe getting a better life. And at that time, that was the time most of the health professionals in Zimbabwe were living in numbers, going to other countries. Like I had many friends going to the UK and many friends going to New Zealand, but I chose Australia because the weather is a bit similar to Zimbabwe's weather, but maybe the season pattern is similar, but the weather, Australia is kind of very hot and humid, which is a bit different from what Zimbabwe is like. So, yeah.
I see.
That's why I chose Australia. I would have gone to the UK or to, you know, to New Zealand, but I thought those places were a bit cold. I'm a bit of a frog, so I knew I wouldn't survive there.
Really? So is it warm in Australia all year round?
Where I am, which is North Queensland, which is a bit of the wet tropics, it's actually very hot. Almost like maybe 340 days in a year.
Yes.
What they term winter is not actually winter because we don't even get to wear jumpers.
Really?
No. Maybe just a very light cardigan. That's all we wear for winter. Nothing exciting like big coats, furs, gloves, and stuff like that. Nah.
Wow, I think I'm going to have to come out there for the winter.
You should. You'll enjoy it.
I'm going to have to. It sounds like I have a ball. I have some fun out there, you know?
Tell you what, the moment you come here, you won't want to go back.
Really?
That one I can guarantee you.
Wow. Yes. Now that's something to look forward to. I'm going to have to take you up on that. I like that. Like it. So you're happy in Australia right now?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah. I should say in the last couple of years, I've been more happier now that I'm back to being myself, you know, like being comfortable in being in my own skin and doing what I love. Yeah, I'll say I'm happier now.
Because I know you're doing nursing, and what else are you doing?
Got my qualifications as a certified personal trainer in September last year. So great. I do personal training on a part-time basis, mainly in my spare time. But I'm trying to build up my business such that I do a bit of nursing and then a bit of personal training, because I still love nursing.
Yes.
Yes, I do still love nursing. I wouldn't want to quit nursing completely. Unless maybe if personal training starts giving me $1 million a year, maybe I might.
Okay, that would be a good reason to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I do love both, because I feel I'm still dealing with health problems at the same time, you know. I can still use my nursing experience and my nursing expertise and apply it to my personal training situations, you know. Like,
yes.
I do meet clients whom I can give, like, generalized advice on health and stuff like that without going too much into detail, because, you know, as a certified personal trainer, you can only go as far as, you know.
Oh, definitely. You have to know how far to go, you know, because you're a personal trainer, but you're not a doctor. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But now let's talk about your health. I can see from the pictures that you sent to me that you look great in that bikini. Okay.
I do now. I didn't for a while, believe me.
Let's talk about what happened in your life. Why did you decide to change your lifestyle and become healthy?
Okay, I'll take you a little bit back to where I started.
Yes.
Like I said, I moved from Zimbabwe in 2007 to come to Australia. That was 26th June 2007. I landed at the Sydney airport. And then, I went to my job, which is in another state within Australia. Sydney is in New South Wales and my job was in Queensland. So I came and started work. I came on my own with nothing on me except the clothes I was wearing and my change clothes in my suitcase. Those were the only things that I had when I came to Australia. I started working. I didn't have my children and I didn't have my ex-husband then.
Really?
So it was a bit challenging, you know, having to work, not knowing how my kids were, how my mom was and my other sibling, how they were. That was my first time being away from my family, you know. So
yes,
my daughter was only 3 at that time when I left, and it was quite challenging, you know. I was lonely in a foreign land with no friends, no family, and a big cultural shock, you know.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, the way of life in Australia is very, very different from the way of life back home where I came from. So having to adapt and having to learn new things as an adult was sort of like a shock to me, you know?
Yes, yes.
And then came the food.
The food.
I had nothing else to do, nowhere else to go.
Yes.
So the only thing I could think of was go to my fridge. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, jeez.
So I ate myself from literally a size 14. That's what I was when I came to Australia. I think I was about a size 12, 14 there. Because I remember I wasn't that person that would be classified as obese at all. I was, my BMI at that time, I remember, was just average, which was good.
Right, okay.
You know? And then it took me about 6 weeks to get money to get my kids and my ex-husband to come over.
Okay.
So that was a long wait, and I used to cry every night. Believe
me. Wow.
I used to cry every night.
You're lonely.
Just lonely, you know. And yeah, by the time my kids came in 6 weeks, I was bigger than what I was when I left Zimbabwe.
In 6 weeks?
In 6 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I had put on 2 dress sizes by then, and I couldn't fit into all the clothes that I came with from Zimbabwe, you know? So yes. I had to start buying new clothes.
Wow.
Yeah, the first thing my ex-husband said to me when he came was, "You look very different."
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You look very different. That's nice. Nice way of putting it.
Oh, well, in where I come from in Africa, you know, obesity is something which is very, very much accepted. You know?
Oh, it is accepted.
It is the status of beauty, believe me or not. It is.
Really? Big women are accepted. Really?
Big women are accepted. With all the curves in the right places, you get yourself a husband.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. Ask any of my African sisters. They'll tell you.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your husband must have liked the fact that you got bigger.
Yeah, he did like it.
Oh, jeez. Okay, but that's not what you wanted.
That's not what I wanted. Well, I was happy with it at that time, but the weight gain didn't stop then. It kept going up, you know?
Ah, yes. Yeah.
So now I had my family, I was happy. But you know what? That happiness only lasted for a short while because, one, my husband couldn't get a job.
Oh, I see.
I had 2 kids to look after. I didn't have the luxuries that I had when I was back home. You know, when I was in Zimbabwe, we could afford to hire somebody to do the garden work.
Yes.
We could afford to hire 24/7 help.
Yes.
In the house. So I had no need to send my kids to daycare. Uh-huh. I had no need to get home and start cleaning, start cooking. And I had no need to do any housework. All I needed to do was to go to work, come home, and relax.
Wow. So you were able to afford to have someone else do that for you.
Yep.
Wow. What a different, what a change in lifestyle.
So that's a very big change in lifestyle. So now I've got a husband. I've got 2 kids. I've got a job to go to. I spend the whole day on my feet, walking all day. I get home. Husband is waiting for me. What are we having for dinner, honey? I'm so tired. Oh. I don't even want to talk to you.
Wow.
The kids are screaming. Yes. They need help with homework. No, we don't want daddy helping us. We'd rather you help us. So, you know, what do you do in such a situation?
I mean, your husband didn't help with the kids?
My husband, it took a while before like my husband realized then that this is a different setting. He has to put his African beliefs aside that a man does not cook, a man does not do dishes, or a man does not do laundry and stuff like that.
Yes.
Because he could see that I was getting tired having to come home and juggle doing the laundry, cooking for everyone, and doing stuff, you know?
Yes, definitely.
So he had to kind of like start helping me do all those things, whereas before we came to Australia, he couldn't even boil an egg.
Oh, no. That's true, huh? He couldn't even boil an egg. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, oh, but he had to start helping. Had to look for a job, had to send my daughter to daycare.
Yes.
So, you know, so all these things piled on, and then, you know, like you could see this kind of lifestyle is not what we're used to. And then one thing leads to another, and then we had our quarrels as a couple and all that. And, you know, and it led me to get so depressed, I just continued eating myself bigger and bigger. until I was like size 18. And I was like, whoa, no way. This has to come to an end.
Well, in Africa, that would have been okay.
That would have been very much okay. Guess what? I went to Africa when I was about size 18. And everyone was happy with how I looked. Because I looked healthy.
Really? Wow.
You're living a good life now in Australia, so you must look good and nice, you know, so you look healthy. You're looking after yourself. That's what they call it, you know. And deep down, I knew that this is not what I'm supposed to be looking like. I'm way above the weight that I'm ideally supposed to be at, you know. And then, we came back from holidays in Zimbabwe, and we moved to Townsville.
Right, Townsville in North Queensland.
In North Queensland. We're still in the same state, just 100 kilometers from where we were before.
Yes.
We had to move so my husband could go to college. He got some nursing qualifications as well while we're in Townsville. But things didn't work out so well because, you know, I don't know, the frustrations of being away from home and temptations of being away from home and all those things, you know.
Yes.
One thing led to another until, like, I could see this wasn't the type of life that I wanted to live, you know, and we had to go our separate ways.
Oh, so you parted ways.
We parted ways, yeah.
Okay. He went back to Africa?
No, he's just moved to another town, but still in within Queensland.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So before me and him broke up, like, I could see like that this is not the way that I really want to, you know, to be. Live. Yeah. And then I at work, somebody was selling some slimming tablets, so I bought them.
And some weight loss pills.
Some weight loss pills. And I bought them and I thought, wow, maybe this is my solution to my problems, you know?
Yes.
So I bought them and I lost 10 kgs using them.
Like 22 pounds.
Like 22 pounds, yep. I lost 22 pounds using them, but I felt sick. I was always nauseous.
Really?
I couldn't stand the sight of fatty foods. I was drinking gallons of water a day, and as a result, I was always on the loo, peeing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like a diuretic. You just kept going to the bathroom.
I just kept going to the bathroom, and I kept drinking lots of water, and, you know, I had no appetite at all. I had to force myself to eat. And then I was so sick, I couldn't sleep. I was sleeping a maximum of 4 hours in a day. So I would spend hours cleaning just to get myself tired so I could go to bed.
Yes, yes.
And I knew this is not a lifestyle that I want to, you know, to maintain.
Right, and those pills were not good for you.
They were not good for me at all. And definitely. And I wouldn't advise anyone out there to take them either.
To take them, yes, definitely.
And when I started taking them, I think I was about 100 kgs, which is about 220 pounds.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I stopped taking them. I put on an extra 22 pounds. So
After you stopped taking them, you put on extra weight.
I put on extra weight.
Wow.
I gained 10 pounds back and put on an extra 10 pounds. So I was about 240 pounds.
240?
And I knew, this has to come to an end.
Yes, most definitely.
This has to come to an end. I had to find means of, you know, of dealing with the damage that I had done to myself.
Yes.
So I started walking every day. I could not even walk like 100 meters.
Really? Before you got tired?
Yeah, before I had to stop and get my breath back. So I started walking every day. I cut down on portions. But I was still eating junk food because I didn't want to let go.
But a lot of the sugar.
Yeah, I love the sugar. So I cut down my portions, cut down my sodas. I started walking. Slowly, I could see the weight going away. And
yes.
Before I knew it, I had lost about I think I lost about 44 pounds before I went to a weight loss center because I hit a plateau and my weight wasn't shifting at all. And I knew there was something that I wasn't doing right.
Okay.
I was too embarrassed to go to a gym. So I decided to see what I could do about it. And then just as I was thinking about what I could do with myself, I went to a shopping mall and then came to an information desk. It was somebody handing out leaflets. I went there and it was a company called Healthy Inspirations.
Healthy Inspirations.
Yeah,
okay.
It was just a women's weight loss center just for women. So I went there. I was happy with the place. It had just the basic machines and a few free weights.
Yes.
We talked about what I wished to achieve, and we talked about my diet. They showed me ways to improve the way I was eating, and how to eat clean and how to exercise. And they made me accountable for it. So accountability was one thing that I really needed. So I had a mentor. We took my measurements. We took my before photos. And I had to write down what I wanted to achieve. At that time, I wanted to be roughly around 160 pounds. No, 170 pounds. That's what I wanted to achieve.
Right.
So we set about doing that. So I was supposed to go to the weight loss center at least three times a week.
Right.
And exercise for about 30 minutes. So the way the machines were set up was they were in a circle. So we had to complete a circuit all timed to 90 seconds. So each time the bell went off, you had to get off that machine and move to the next.
The next one, right.
Yeah, so it took 30 minutes to go through one circuit, but I used to take, I used to do two circuits every time I went there. And I used to get weight. I used to write down each and everything that I put into my mouth, how much quantities and all that, and what sort of exercises I did even when I didn't go to them. So I watched my weight go down to about 160 pounds, I think it was at that time.
I see, yes.
Yeah.
You start reaching your goal.
I reached my goal, and then I thought, well, now I feel good about myself, so it's time to go to the gym and do big stuff.
Okay, let's go.
So I went to the gym, picked up a business card, gave this guy a call because I just looked at his picture. I'm like, well, I don't want somebody that looks funny training me. I want somebody that looks fit telling me what to do. I'm going
to
go with somebody that looks fit. So I gave him a ring. And I told him, I remember the first time I told him, I said, you know what? I think by the time me and you are finished, I'm going to be on the stage and I'm going to win. And he said, right attitude. Yeah.
That's the right attitude. Yeah, definitely.
I trained with him three times a week in the first year that I met him. And then after 12 months of training with him, I cut down to twice a week.
Okay.
It was because I had started studying personal training. So I sort of like had an idea of what to do. So I started training myself. And I kept training with him as well. And believe it or not, he's still my trainer because I believe a trainer needs a trainer as well.
That's right. A trainer needs a trainer. Okay, cool.
So I did my first competition, which was the North Queensland Coral Coast, and participated in open model. I came second. So, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. You came in second.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. I was quite impressed with myself. And so was my trainer. He's quite proud. He even, placed me on his website is a testimonial that, like, you can really achieve what you want to achieve as long as you put your mind to it.
Yes.
I have beaten being away from home, being in a violent relationship, because that's what, in the end, my relationship turned out to be. It turned out to be an emotional, physical, and financially abusive, you know, relationship.
Oh, so you experienced domestic violence.
I experienced domestic violence. I always tell people that, you know what, no matter what goes on in your life, you need to get up, dust yourself, and keep going. So that's exactly what I've been doing. I am a single mother with two kids.
Yes.
I work two jobs.
You work three jobs?
Yeah, I work three jobs. So that's my nursing job, which is my main job as a cardiac nurse. I work in an old people's home. Just twice a fortnight I work there. And then I schedule my clients around what I'm working. So if I'm working in the morning, I train my clients in the afternoon. And when I'm working in the afternoon, I train my clients in the morning. And that's when I also do my workouts.
Yes.
And I do make time for my kids, like have special time with them where I spend at least one day a week I spend with them. I see them every day. I make time with them, at least two or 3 hours with them. They are big kids, so they are sort of like, we don't want too much money kind of thing.
Yes.
So I do believe that if you do set your mind to things, you can do anything you want to do.
Yes.
So nothing should really stop you from doing anything. If you prepare your meals on time and you know what you want to eat, it doesn't have to be anything very fancy. It can be something very simple.
Yes.
And something which you can, you know, prepare in 5 minutes. What I do with my meals, I just prepare in bulk. Whenever I cook extra so I know, well, tomorrow I've got an extra meal to take to work. I eat leftovers from my home. I don't eat leftovers from a cafe or anything like that. That's one thing I always tell myself, never to eat from a cafe. Unless if I set out to go out maybe on a date with my kids or with my friends. That's the only time I'll eat out. I won't eat out because I've run out of time to cook at home. I'll always make sure I have my meals handy. I've planned my day. I know before I go to sleep what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Right.
I sort of like have a rough idea what my week is going to look like, because I work shift work, so I always know way in advance what my week looks like. So I always have an idea what I'm going to do well in advance.
That's excellent. It sounds like you're very organized, Safara.
I try to be. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do this crazy life that I have.
I applaud you for making the changes that you've made in your life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. So I really do urge all the women out there that despite whatever situation you're in, whether you're single, whether you're married, I know you can do this. Just put your mind to it and get all the necessary support around you, and then you can get all your goals, you know, achieved. Remember to set all your goals to be achievable. Don't set yourself something which is too big and that scares you. Set yourself something that is small, and remember to celebrate all your achievements all the way. Even if you lose half a pound, that's an achievement. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Yes, definitely. That is so special. You're so right. Even if it's a half a pound, it's something.
It's something, yeah.
And losing the weight and getting on stage like you did, that raised your self-esteem to show you whatever you can do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. It did. Wow. It did. It worked wonders, you know, with my self-esteem, because along the way, I sort of like lost my identity as to who I was and what I wanted to achieve in life. But once I set myself free and knew what I wanted to do with myself. I'm just full of energy, you know.
Yes.
I am so confident in doing anything. And tell you what, one thing I never knew I would be able to do was to walk in a bikini. I was so embarrassed. And I thought, well, that's one thing I would never be able to pull off. When I told my friends that I was going to take part in one of them bodybuilding competitions, they laughed. And I said, you know what? I'm going to show you that Taffinator can do anything.
So Fava can do anything she wants.
Yeah, I can do anything that I want. And I'm not stopping here.
Let me ask you a question. Now that you've cut down, now that you're at your ideal size and weight, have you gone back to Africa, to Zimbabwe? Has your family seen the new Tafara?
Not really. I haven't been back to Africa because of, you know, I've got financial difficulties coming from a broken relationship. I'm trying to catch up with everything. So I haven't been back home, but they do see what I'm doing on Facebook, and we do keep in constant touch. So they are aware of what I look like. But
are they proud of you?
They're very proud of me. So nice. they can't wait to, you know, to see me in person. But
exactly.
I know that my mother was a bit shocked when she saw my photos, because she asked my brother. My brother sent me a message and said, you know, Mom was a bit worried about you, that she thinks you've lost too much weight.
Yes. That is funny.
Yeah. But my brother said, well, I've reassured them that you're all right.
he reassured them that you're okay. Good to you.
Yes.
That is nice. What is next for Tafara? Okay. What do you have coming up? What's on your bucket list to do?
On my bucket list to do is to take my physique to the next level, because I've competed in bikini. And the reason why I competed in bikini before is my physique was a bit borderline. My quads were refusing to grow.
Really?
Yeah, I was having problems with my quad definition, but my upper body is quite well defined, so I decided to go with a lower, with a lower division. So next time around, with my quads growing and all that, I'm set to go into figure.
Oh, a figure contest?
Yeah, into a figure contest. That's where I'm headed.
Okay, and when will you participate in that contest? Next year?
This year in September. That's when it is.
Nice. Yeah. You have to let me know how you make out.
I'll keep you informed. I'll keep you posted. Yeah.
Definitely keep me posted on that. That is great. What is your diet like now? What do you eat?
My diet mostly consists of lean meats and vegetables. I'm a very simple person.
Yes.
I don't like to complicate my life. So when I say I'm going to get something to eat, it's just my steamed vegetables and just my roast. Roast beef, roast chicken. Yeah, and sometimes I roast my vegetables as well. And then I have some brown rice. Normally in the morning, I have oats, I have egg whites and one bowl egg, and then I have my protein shake.
Right.
And then for lunch, I'll have a piece of sweet potato or vegetables and maybe half a cup of rice, and I'll have my piece of meat. Can be fish, can be chicken, can be beef.
Right.
Okay. And then I'll have another protein shake, and then dinner time is more or less like what I have for lunch, and then I'll have another protein shake before bed. And then I have my multivitamins, I have my fish oil.
Yes.
And then I do have my normal pre-workout stuff before I go to the gym. And yeah, in my post-workout stuff. So that's basically simple me. I don't like to complicate my life.
Yes, but that sounds to me like you're eating like maybe 5-6 times a day.
I do.
I do.
I have my meals. I've never really been the person to count calories. I hate those little demons. I never count them. I eat until I'm just about full, then I stop. I don't overeat.
Right.
Yeah. I don't overeat. I eat just about until when I'm just about full. So that way I don't overindulge. And also I have my protein shakes in between, so I'm not hungry and I don't end up craving for rubbish. So yeah, I like keeping my life easy.
Yeah, as easy as you can. That's
as
good
easy as I can. Because sometimes when you get a bit too strict, you tend to end up defaulting, you know, if you know what I mean. You end up not sticking to what you're supposed to be doing. So I do allow myself to have a refeed once in a while, you know, just to confuse my metabolism. Because if you have more of the same thing all the time, your metabolism sort of like gets used to it. So I like treating myself to some naughty things once in a while.
Yes, just every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then, just to get my metabolism jumping all over the place too again. And, you know, that way,
yeah, which is good. And you're not depriving yourself.
Yeah.
You know, depriving yourself totally. So that's okay. I mean, I personally believe in what we call an 80-20 rule, where 80% is going to be as healthy as possible, and 20% may not be as healthy.
True. Yep.
But that's okay. You have a good balance there. 80-20 is the best balance, in my opinion.
It is.
Tafara. So look, so I want to say that on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
It's been a pleasure being on the program. I hope to bring you better news next time to say, hey guys, I've taken part in the Nationals. Maybe I might be going to the Arnold Classics or something like that.
Nice. I hope so.
It's never bad to dream, but you know, you never know. I just have to work hard. That's all I have to do. I'm not afraid of hard work. I'll just work. Yeah.
Well, speaking of dreaming, I'm going to dream that I'll get to Australia one day. How's that?
I'll be waiting for you. I'll have my spare room ready for you to come and visit anytime.
Ah, that sounds so great, Tafara, you know. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.